Welcome to Outspoken Beauty, the UK's most honest and opinionated beauty podcast. I'm Nicola Bonn.
And I'm Rachel Jones.
And this episode is all about inner beauty and wellness. We're talking about inner beauty because allegedly what you put into your body comes out via your skin, i.e. if you eat healthily, your skin's going to glow. For some people, wellness equals beauty. So if you're eating the right things, doing the right exercise, living the clean lifestyle, it will show on your skin. We're going to be exploring how easy it is to change your lifestyle and whether changing it really does make a difference. Joining us in this episode is one of the most well-known faces and bodies in the beauty and fashion industry. She's been a supermodel, she's a mum, she's a wellness guru.
She's also been Joey's hot roommate in Friends.
She is Elle the Body McPherson.
Later on, Nicola and I will be taking on our beauty challenge, living the life of Elle McPherson for a week, just to see if it really does make a difference.
And later on, we've got some great beauty recommendations to make you look well, even if you don't feel it. Right, we're going to get straight to it. Now, we could natter on about wellness all day, but let's be honest, Rachel and I don't actually know that much about it. So we're joined by the person who knows everything about it, Elle McPherson. I thought I'd just start by asking you, what to you is wellness?
That's such a wonderful question,
isn't it? Well, thank you. That's a good start. I'm being praised.
I think wellness has different meanings to different people, but for me, it's when the body, the mind, and the spirit are working in its optimum ability and sort of effortless. When the body's well, it doesn't get sick and it functions the way it's supposed to function. And the body is a pretty magical apparatus if we treat it, if we create the conditions that it needs in order to function at its highest ability. I believe in living in the now.
Yeah.
And because what you think and what you feel now creates your future. So I believe today that people are more aware of their bodies and their minds than they've ever been. I choose to believe that we are really on a beautiful trajectory forward in looking after ourselves in ways that we haven't for quite some time.
Not all of us, though. This is the thing. How do I go from living what I'd say is an unhealthy lifestyle? I've got two young kids. I mean, I'm eating chocolate. I'm in London, so I'm surrounded by pollution. I'm quite sedentary. And if I want to become well, because I don't think I am well, I'm sluggish, my digestive system's awful, my skin suffers, how can I make the change? It seems like such a big challenge to me.
Listen, nothing wrong with chocolate. I love chocolate and I usually go for green and blacks or some sort of organic, you know, high cacao content chocolate. Yeah. I prefer dark chocolate to milk chocolate and I think it's actually healthier for you.
Yeah.
I love cacao nibs and I use them quite a bit when I'm preparing food. I noticed, this is just my experience, that I went from being really sort of toxic. Toxic thoughts, toxic perspectives, toxic body.
How do you know you're toxic?
I just felt terrible. You know, I was putting on, nothing worked. I mean, you name it, it didn't work. Whatever workout I was doing, it didn't matter if I did it, you know, for an hour and a half, I didn't feel toned. Whatever I ate, it was never enough. I was always craving sugar. I wanted to lose weight and it wasn't losing weight. You know, yep. It doesn't matter how much I ate or didn't eat, I couldn't lose weight. I wasn't sleeping well. I was moody. My skin was flaky and dry. My hair was brittle. And I just sort of thought, okay, here I am, I'm 50 and that's what it's going to be like. Yeah. And I think when we kind of get into this sort of routine of not looking after ourselves, you don't even realize how long it's been that you actually haven't been looking after yourself. You don't even know how you got there, but all you know is that you don't feel great. And
yeah.
And then you kind of say to yourself, well, is that what, I mean, maybe I'm just getting older. You know, it's just a simple explanation. And that's what I went to see Dr. Laubscher. And I gave, you know, I said, I'm taking all these vitamins, and they were synthetic vitamins and minerals, which, of course, the body doesn't process. It doesn't recognize. So I was wasting my money.
When you say synthetic, are you talking something I might order, like a top end vitamin or supplement? Is that going to be synthetic?
Often they are.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so one of the wonderful things that we have with the super greens is it is bio live ingredients. They're all organic, and the cells recognize them for the ingredients that they are. And that's why people get such a, you know, straight away they start using it. They see the benefits because it just goes directly to the mitochondria of the cell.
Just to talk about this, so this is your Super Green Elixir. Now, would you say the Super Green Elixir, if someone was going to buy one product, is that the one?
I think the Super Greens is the number one. And it's very, you know, it's easy to take. It's 2 teaspoons in water, you know, once or twice a day.
Does it taste of ponds?
We worked for about a year on the taste. It actually tastes sort of lemony, grapefruity.
Oh, that's okay.
It doesn't taste green at all. It doesn't taste grassy.
Could you mix it into, say, pineapple juice or something, or should it be water?
Oh, you mix it in with whatever you want. Okay. I make smoothies with it. I mix it even actually with the chocolate protein. I do 2 scoops of chocolate protein and 1 scoop of the greens with water and an avocado, and it makes sort of like a chocolate mousse. It tastes great. Who would have thought greens and chocolate go well together? But they do. The art of the smoothie is really kind of, it's the 2016-17-18 hype.
It's just smoothies. So easy. It's you just put the ingredients in and drink them and you're done.
And with all due respect, I don't think that having a smoothie or having super greens should replace organic whole foods. You know, I'm not talking about having liquid diet. I'm not talking about just having protein powders and green powders instead of food. I think it's in combination with a very clean, you know, organic, locally sourced diet.
I worry some people who maybe don't talk about these things in such a healthy way are having quite an adverse effect, maybe on younger girls who, there's a real vegan movement at the moment, but sometimes I wonder if people are becoming too obsessed with eating healthily. How do you get the happy medium?
Well, I don't know if you can be too obsessed with eating healthily. Actually, I think it's, you know, eating healthily by itself is actually the way to go. But if you're confusing eating healthily with not eating, then that is definitely a problem. Eating healthily does not mean not eating.
What would be a balanced diet day for you? A really good example.
Well, I mean, everybody's idea of balanced is different. Yeah. I have a plant-based diet, and I do a lot of nuts and seeds and pulses and almond milks or nut milks, hemp milks. So there's a lot of plant-based recipes that are very easy to make and not that expensive. And actually, I found when I was completely plant-based for about 7 or 8 months, I saved money because I wasn't eating, you know, steak in restaurants. I wasn't eating chicken. I wasn't eating fish. And I was eating organic plants, and I was doing a huge variety and only buying what I could eat for the day or the next day at the markets. And so nothing went to waste. And I actually found, you know, I found it a very economic way of living. But, you know, it does take some planning and some commitment to want to do it. And the reason why I found that commitment easy is because I saw the benefits. I felt the benefits.
How quickly did you feel the benefits?
I saw changes within a week. I saw more changes within 2 weeks. And within a month, it was like, oh my goodness, why haven't I been doing this? It's so easy. If anyone's like wanting to make a change, I would just say, if you start by taking the Super Elixir once or twice a day for a month, I guarantee that they will feel differently about themselves.
Is it, so the Super Elixir, obviously it contains this very high-end mixture of greens and of wonderful ingredients.
Well, there's 45 ingredients that are very carefully curated and combined so that they absorb into the body to the best that they possibly can. Those 45 ingredients are to support our 11 systems in the body, from the circulatory system to the digestive system to the immune system. And it's very complete. It's got probiotics and prebiotics. Basically, it's a one-stop shop multivitamin and mineral that really supports your body from a cellular level. So the mitochondria is the actual heart of the cell, and these ingredients support the cell, support the mitochondria, and therefore the body functions better in every way.
I think what I like about this is a lot of people spend a lot of money on supplements and they don't realise your body just doesn't absorb them.
Absolutely.
There's no point in taking them. And I've made that mistake. And then I read this article and I thought, I've spent hundreds over the years on just a total waste. And I think for to know
that, all supplements, but it's very difficult to know the difference.
I think people, I think it would be nice if they were clearer, if companies were clearer. And I think it is good to know for sure that this is going to be doing the good it promises. Because, I mean, being frank, it's not cheap. And again, it took you about affordability. But then again, if you did give up, you've given up all your synthetic vitamins. So possibly for anyone who...
Yes, and what you find is if you buy a refill pack, you don't need to buy the beautiful black caddy, which is more expensive. And it's something that people use as a refill. That means that they have it on their kitchen counter. It's a dark caddy and it preserves the greens. But if you just buy the bag of greens, it's really... If you have your greens a day, it costs the same as a Starbucks a day.
I like that.
And I think most people have a Starbucks a day. In fact, I recommend for anybody who wants to make a little change in their life, if they want to give up one Starbucks and have the super greens, I reckon you'd feel a difference.
Do you know what, as well, we forget about our health. We spend all this money on haircuts and waxing and clothes, but so many of us ignore the very thing that carries us through life.
Yes, absolutely. And I think from being somebody who's been in the public eye, you know, you can look really beautiful on the outside, but if you don't feel good on the inside, it's a bit like having that gorgeous shiny red apple and it's all bruised underneath. And you know, I prefer to feel good. And it's not an exclusion of looking good, because actually when I feel good, I look good. Usually my body's really healthy. My skin glows, my hair's shiny, my nails are strong. I'm, you know, lean how I like to be.
Yeah.
You know, my digestive system is working well.
Which is the key, isn't it?
Well,
everything.
The healthy gut is very, very important. And, you know, the gut and the brain are very aligned. So, you know, when you have a healthy gut, that is also helps with depression. And, you know, these are my experiences. Now, don't forget, I'm not a doctor and I'm not pretending to be a doctor, but I've had a lot of experience with this product because I created this product for myself to support me into wellness. And then when I saw how well I felt on it, I teamed up with my CEO, Andrea Harwood, and said, listen, I'm so passionate about wellness and so passionate about how the changes it can make in people's lives. And I really would love to take this product and share it with other women, and now the protein products with other men.
Yeah. So,
with other men
as well. I think it's great. I'm very excited to see just how different I feel. Rachel, you're going to do it as well.
Well, yeah, and when you say just give up a Starbucks a day, that is so doable.
Mm. You can or a vodka in your case.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Vodka's pretty clean.
It's vodka clean.
I can be. I used to tell myself that it was.
Can we, very quickly, do you have naughty days, or do you just feel you... it's probably really unhealthy to call them naughty days, but do you just feel you don't really want to? Because you
plenty of time. And I don't call them naughty days. No. Because I don't believe in beating myself up. But no. I've spent too many years doing that. I'm not doing it anymore. It doesn't work. So I, you know, I have days, and I just, all I do is I just get back on track. I say, gosh, didn't do so well yesterday. Let me change today. And then I'll just start by drinking more water, for example, flushing out the day before. If this is just as simple as drinking more water and making sure I have two doses of greens.
Yeah.
That just gets me back on track. So it's not about making huge changes.
Same.
It's about making small changes on a daily basis and sticking with them for enough period of time to feel the difference.
I would 100% like to change my lifestyle. I, like you said, I feel quite toxic right now. So I want nothing more than just a clean slate almost and just start fresh.
But there's simple things you can do. So, you know, I drink about 3 litres of water a day. So it's simple things. I take the stairs. I don't take the elevator anymore. If I can walk outside in between appointments, I do, not jumping in a car. I've got a much better relationship with my dogs because I actually take them for a walk now instead of just letting them out in the backyard. But it's great because it's community with the animals. I'm in nature and, you know, I'm getting some good fresh air with the trees around. And I think when you kickstart your day with just having some fresh air, it just changes your mindset. And the other thing that that's really helped me is I don't pick up my phone. I've made a commitment not to start reading my emails and text messages before I've dropped my son at school. So that's a couple of hours in the morning. By the time I'm making breakfast, I take him to school, and then, you know, and then I've pushed it even to taking dogs for a walk, and then I'll look at my emails. I try not to look at my emails until I'm at my desk.
That's really, really good. Not just for you, but for your son.
It's so great. Everything is better. Like, our relationship is better. I feel better. I'm not so stressed. I'm not distracted. And I'm mindful when I'm eating. You know, I'm present. And it sounds kind of fluffy and new age and all that.
No, it doesn't.
I cannot recommend enough how great a change that is. And that coupled with, you know, if you guys start taking your super greens, if I was telling somebody who just wanted to make a few changes to feel different in their life, I would say to them, drink some more water, make sure you're getting 7 hours a night's sleep. And the most important hours are sort of that 9 till 12, unfortunately. That doesn't mean you have to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Mm. But, you know, 10, 11, 12, 1, that's where we do the most of our detox and regeneration in our bodies. So make sure you use that time really wisely by sleeping and not up watching TV or answering emails or whatever people like to do late at night. So sleep a little bit more, drink water, and just add 2 or 3 veggies in your diet that you haven't eaten for a while, whether it's some kale in a smoothie or spinach in a smoothie or some bok choy, or just mix it up and just say, you know what, I'm gonna eat some more green veg.
Sounds really doable when you put it that way. You seem to be in such a good place. Did you have an epiphany moment when you just thought, because obviously you're now like brilliantly entrepreneurial, which you have always been, but I think now you've got this kind of amazing project. But are you the happiest you've been, or, you know, or you just feel, do you feel like your diet and your lifestyle is making you just feel good at the moment?
I love having a purposeful life.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm passionate about wellness. I'm passionate about the effects of nutrition on the human body and the mind and the spirit. I've experienced it. I've lived it. And I just find myself every day is a purposeful day where I'm sharing that message and sharing tips and the things that I've learned with other people. It gives me great joy. And that coupled with the fact that actually the products work, so I feel good, you know, it is actually a joy. And I've said to my sons a couple of times, you know, guys, if you do what you love and love what you do, you never work another day in your life, because it's just a joyful experience. And a bit hard when they're doing their homework.
Yeah.
They don't get that. They go, oh, yeah, nice idea, Mum. Don't love my homework. Really, rather playing Fortnite or whatever that computer game my 15-year-old is playing.
Oh, my God. I don't have teenagers yet. They're too young for all that, but that does scare me. Mm. But I think that's a great ethos. And I think now more than ever it's possible to be that person. I think just there are so many opportunities to be entrepreneurial and kind of fulfill your dreams.
And the other thing that I think is really important is being mindful of what you think, because I believe what you think, what you feel, you make real. I believe we do create our reality by, it starts with our thoughts. And so to be really make sure that you're thinking things that you want for yourself in life, not what you don't want. Because I can guarantee if you're constantly thinking about what you don't want, it will appear in your reality. And so I keep check. And I, as I said to somebody the other day, if you focus on the problem, the problem gets bigger. And if you focus on the solution gets bigger. And that's been my experience. And too often we look at our bodies and we think it's some sort of machine that we have to oil and we have to have a certain diet, we have to have a certain exercise, but we forget that the most powerful part of our bodies is what goes on in our brain.
Yep.
And more powerful than that is what goes on in our heart. And when we start to connect with our heart, it's just, you know, that's where all the creativity happens. It's not in diet and exercise and creams that we put on our faces. No. As much as, you know, having great nutrition like the Super Elixir is important, I think what we think and what we feel really can change our lives.
What is it? What you think and what you feel becomes real?
Yep.
We need that on a T-shirt.
We do. We do.
That's great.
I really like, and I think from what I'm getting from you, it's all very, very much combined. So if you're feeding yourself in the right way, if you're feeling good within your life, then your brain can function. And maybe you've got the strength to help your heart and your mind, because it's all connected, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, your core vitality comes from what you put inside your body.
I mean, I think what you're saying is inner beauty is going to show on the face. Are there any products that you think can help kind of just better your face, even if you are glowing from within? Anything you love?
Yeah, the best product for your face is a smile.
I like that.
Oh, that's lovely.
It really, you know, nobody looks at the cream that's on your skin.
It's very true.
And if you're using the Super Elixir, there's that glow that comes. You know, what I've found is that, unfortunately, for, you know, when I'm working, I have to wear makeup. But yeah, what I found is that my skin just shines because it's well nourished from within.
Yeah.
So you get sort of that alkaline glow, and that for me is just, if I've got a big work thing, I just, you know, those vegetable juices and those smoothies and that green veggies just come out in droves for the week before, because it just shines. And if I was to use anything topical, I do like a cheek shine.
Yeah.
And Pat McGrath has a really fantastic shine that, you know, I just put, and Burberry's has one as well.
Yes.
And Sure Space NK, you can find them. But anything that kind of puts a shine on your cheeks, good lip gloss, good brow, great skin, little cheekbone shine, yeah. And that's the best face that I can do.
Elle McPherson, you have been a star, a shining, glowing star. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I've loved.
I really am looking forward to hearing how your week goes.
So Elle has told us about her lifestyle, and after chatting to her, we were so inspired and we so wanted to look just like her. So we decided for our beauty challenge this week to live the life of Elle McPherson. Rachel's been doing lots of research, and this is actually what Elle does on a daily basis.
So she does yoga once a day, she meditates once a day, she has a Super Elixir once or twice a day, she has no carbs after 5, in every meal it needs to be plenty of greens, and it's a mainly plant-based diet. So no dairy, like she said in her interview, she has almond milks, things like that. So we took that to the test and we gave it a go. I'm going to start with you, Nicola. How did you get on?
I don't think it's even worth us having this conversation, because I got on absolutely terribly.
Oh, right.
The only thing I can happily say is I took my Super Elixir every morning, which I thoroughly enjoyed, much more than I thought I would. Doesn't taste at all bad. And I did a little bit of meditation to get me to sleep. Apart from that, I've given in to temptation like I do every time I try and start a new diet. I've eaten the red meat, I've drunk the wine, I've had the chocolate. I have failed. Rachel, please tell me you've done better.
Well, considering what you've done, I've done extremely better, I would say. So we had the Super Elixir powder and a protein powder.
The chocolate shake.
Did you have a chocolate one? You haven't even opened it, so you don't even know.
I haven't had it yet. Oh, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Go on.
I had a vanilla one. So I had a vanilla protein powder and I had the Super Elixir powder. So in Elle's lifestyle, she says to have 1 to 2 Super Elixirs a day. And if you're feeling a bit snackish, you can have a protein shake in a smoothie or something like that. Now, she does say not to use it as a meal replacement. So I was living my life of Elle. I even cut out carbs for the full time I did it. I did yoga once a day. Although I did wake up at 5:30, because Elle wakes up at 5:30 and does her yoga.
Yeah.
I woke up, I did the yoga, and I was like, what the hell am I doing? Go back to bed. So I did go back to bed.
But at least you did it. That's amazing.
So I did do the yoga. I also meditated. If I felt stressed at work, I went into the toilet and I got a meditation app.
You went in the toilet?
Yeah, and I meditated for a little bit.
Did it...
You just have to, it's just about your breathing and about like thinking.
But did you manage to meditate in the loo?
A little bit. I calmed down anyway.
That's good.
All of my meals were filled with green. So it was salads, but I'd have some protein with it. So I'd have maybe some chicken or some salmon, have it all with it. Cut out red meat, cut out chocolate. This is a big one for me now.
I did not
drink alcohol at all. So it was mad. But yeah, I did it all. I did it all by the book.
And how are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel good in myself. You've said that I look radiant and glowing.
You look radiant. I am so impressed. I can't, but like, you've got to have the staying power to do that. You're making me want to do it.
For some people, inner beauty is very achievable. For others like me, it's a little bit harder, so we need to fake it to make it. So I've got a couple of products to recommend that will give you a healthy glow, even if you're not feeling healthy at all, like me. Number one, Beauty Pie Super Strobing Drops Pro Glow. They're lovely. You drop a few of these highlighting drops on your hand, kind of blend them in, just dot a few on your cheekbones, maybe a couple just at the bridge of your nose, anywhere you want your face to glow. And they're great. There are so many products like that out there, like Benefit do High Beam and MAC does one. But I think the Beauty Pie drops are some of the best I've used. And if you do join Beauty Pie, very, very affordable. My other one is a skincare product called Alpha H Liquid Gold. It's an absolute cult beauty product. Do it every 2 to 3 days. It's an exfoliating glycolic acid. Put it on some cotton wool, rub it in your face, leave it on overnight, and you will wake up with glowing skin. It gets rid of pigmentation. It makes your skin look much better than it did before you put it on. So fake it to make it products, those two definitely fit the bill. So Rachel, obviously you really enjoyed using the Wellco products, the Super Elixir and the Protein Powder. Is there anything else, any other recommendations for, well, I suppose not only looking well, but feeling well as well?
Do you know what I would say? If you can't manage the full lifestyle like I did, I would highly recommend just water and 8 hours sleep. Just like Al said, it'll do you a world of good.
If you want to know more about the products we've spoken about in this episode, go to our website, outspokenbeauty.co.uk.
Or if you want to have a nosy at our Twitter, it's @outspokenbeaut.
And if you dare look at our faces, go to our Instagram account, @outspokenbeautypodcast.